3. Each day for 8 days, I recall 8 days. I write for 1 hour, working through my memories of the 8 days, gathering on Toronto Island in June 2014. I record as much as I can remember. I do not review my work from the previous day. I reiterate the score for this recollection process. I write what I remember. I use spaces as necessary. Christopher arrives first. Amy arrives the next day. The rest arrive the following day. Lori is staying in the portable closest to the beach. Karine is in the other portable with more light. Katie is in the writer's wing at the end of the hall. Freya is to her right. Peter is beside Freya. Michael is in the writer's wing opposite Katie. Caroline, Claudia, Stephen, and Bea are on the first hallway to the right of the east wing. Jennifer is there too. Justine, Bea, and Ted are on the second hallway to the right, off the east wing. MC has the glorious room on the left side of the hall in the writer's wing. Christopher is at the end of the west wing on the right. It's the old women's washroom. Andrew and Naomi are on that hallway too, in larger rooms further from the washroom. Martin is also in the writer's wing, beside Peter. I stay in Studio D on the main hall, just past the kitchen. As you enter the building, it's on the right. Amy, Naomi, Andrew, Christopher, Caroline, Claudia, Stephen, Ben, Jennifer, Justine, Bea, Ted, Michael, Martin, Peter, Freya, Katie, MC, Karine, Lori. The kitchen is a social space. For the first few days, the table is oriented north-south. There are only a few other people staying at the AGP for the week. We use most of the space in the big standing fridge and a number of the dry bins. I bring knives and a coffee maker from home. Several other people bring coffee implements. Coffee is important. At some point, we move the table onto the diagonal and add another small table so that it's long enough to fit a few guests. Shannon Cochran, Frank Cox O'Connell, Romy, Chris and Lisa, a friend of Naomi's, Grayson and Milo, Thea Patterson. On the first day, we begin in the fireplace room. Stephen proposes that we begin with our bodies and leads us in a slow process of moving, sensation, and awareness. At some point, we begin to use the blankets from our beds for warmth and padding. These are a very bright green color, and some are dark blue. The blankets are made from fleece material. The floor of the fireplace room is often strewn with these. They are collected and folded and moved into one of the other spaces at least once a day. We try to keep track of them. We have several studios, the fireplace room, a big common place at the south end of the building. It's not usually a studio, and many events happen here. Jennifer Castle worked on Voyager here in midwinter. Studio B, I call it Barb Studio, because when I first came to AGP, Barb Lindenberg was here, and this was her workspace. She did some sound insulating because other people complained about the noise. Other people call this ZC's studio because ZC Powers spent time working in it. Studio B is a medium-sized space, light in color, with a wall of textured, frosted windows that let the light in. There's a door that leads to the courtyard and the kitchen garden. City View Room was my studio when I came here for the first time in 2007. It's darker and a bit gloomier now more than it was then. We don't use this studio much. We watch projections here during Freya's piece, sharing, and when it arrives, it's time for the open house. We lay out the proof of the 8 days to book here, page by page on a series of long tables. A wedding takes place on Saturday, and for the remaining days, there are lots of leftover fresh flowers in all the spaces. Adjacent to City View is the Shadowland Studio. We set the space up as a lounge and reading space. It's also where we made What We Are Saying in the spring of 2013. There are three couches and lots of chairs. Also a coffee table and a bookshelf built into the wall. After people present their books, we put each person's book on the shelf. Someone makes little sticky note labels so we know who brought which books. When we carry all the books outside to read together, Claudia's practice, it starts to sprinkle. We bring all the books inside and sort them all over again. It might have been after the open house tea. The books are piled and we use a list of titles on MC's cell phone to make sure everything is back inside. There are two copies of Where Art Belongs by Chris Krauss. There are two copies of Danse, an anthology, edited by Noémie Solomon. There are two copies of I Bring, Where Art Belongs, Danse, an anthology, Ghosts, by Sophie Cal, Choreographing Exhibitions, Dance, Whitechapel, Jacob Wren's novel. Claudia brings a book about food and the Center Beaubourg book that she also brought last year and the year before. Stephen presents stickers and magazines. Andrew has some articles, both digital and photocopied. Andrew was recently part of the Copycat Academy, and these were reading materials there. Katie has Everybody's Toolbox. Martin, a book on permaculture. Lori has a book about exhibitions in natural history museums. Michael isn't present for the library sharing. Karine misses the second part of the day. One day at dinner, Naomi reads aloud Davida's essay on Project BK from the 8 Days 2 book. Jennifer asks us to tell stories at the table. Some people tell stories. Martin, Justine, Christopher. Jennifer is collecting descriptions of dances and scores of dances from each of us. I lean over the kitchen counter and tell her about the bucket interview, a duet between Chad and Aaron in Manual for Incidents. It's nice to remember that work. I learn much later that Jennifer has been collecting scores for a long time. At the same spot in the kitchen a few nights later. Jennifer, MC, Andrew, Stephen. We discuss the publication, its form, the need for it, what we should do differently from last year, what works. It's very late. MC's practice sharing is on Saturday before the night off. We gather on the beach. We work in small groups on questions about next year's publication. I converse with Martin and Karim. I can see the others around me. Ted and Katie. We are sitting on a little rise, the furthest away from the water, facing the lake side by side. The proposal is to have a conversation while also taking in our surroundings. Monday arrival. Claudia dinner, vegetarian. Tuesday, Stephen fireplace room. Claudia Shadowland and outside. Wednesday, bee manipulations. Lori shaking and laughing. Ben, dark, meaningless touch. Thursday, Freya. Caroline, Katie. Friday, Naomi 3. Jennifer 1. 2, Ted. Saturday, MC, Justine. Martin, Christopher, Andrew. Sunday, open house. Tea, 2 p.m. Monday, Amy, Peter, Michael. Tuesday, depart. Andrew, compositional proposal, but also about valuing how we determine / judge what is good. Christopher, a practice inspired by Deborah Hayes' work, looking, noticing, registering both inner and outer sensation. Martin, a proposal about ecologies, a choreographic system, a system choreographing us. We work first in Shadowland and then move to an outside space near the lighthouse. We discuss outside at the picnic table. Peter. Justine, we have a conversation about the dinner party project in the Shadowland studio. I'm sitting next to Justine. Jennifer offers her experience of attending the dinner in Vancouver. We share thoughts and strategies. 10 a.m., meet in studio. 12 p.m., first lunch crew leaves. 12:30 p.m., late lunch leaves. 1 p.m., lunch. 3:30 p.m., meet in studio or elsewhere. 5:30 to 6 p.m., first dinner crew. 6:30 to 7 p.m., second crew. 7:30 p.m., dinner. 4. This is the fourth of 8 days. For an hour each day, write continuously, attempting to recall the details, spatial, temporal, and relational, of the 8 days 3 gathering at Artscape, Gibraltar Point in June 2014. Begin each session by reiterating the central task. Do not reference the previous day's writing. Ted flies to Toronto Island, landing at 2 p.m. Katie arrives the day before by train. Peter arrives the day before by train. Jennifer and Justine arrive at least a day before by plane. Naomi also flies in and arrives the day before or earlier. She stays longer after because she has family in Toronto. MC, Claudia, Caroline, and Karim arrive by train, scheduled to come into Union Station around noon on June 16th, Monday. Martin arrives the day before from Ottawa. Caroline, MC, Karim, and Claudia travel from Montreal. Jennifer and Justine from Vancouver. Ted from Ottawa. Freya arrives the first day from Chicago. Katie and Peter arrive from Montreal. On the day before the last day, Peter takes a train to Montreal to catch a flight leaving Tuesday morning from Montreal to Newfoundland. He had thought the flight left from Toronto and discovered midway through the week that it left from Montreal. Amy, Ben, Christopher, B, and Lori are in Toronto. Lori arrives from Berlin by plane several days previous. Michael is also in Toronto. He arrives a couple of days late. Christopher comes by bicycle on Saturday. Amy comes by bicycle on Sunday. B and Benjamin also have their bicycles, and when Michael arrives, he comes by bike with nice yellow panniers full of food and kava. Ted, Freya, Claudia, Caroline, MC, Karin, Martin, Peter, Katie, Naomi, Justine, Jennifer, Stephen do not have bicycles. Stephen arrives a day before by train from Montreal. He meets Justine early to go grocery shopping. Naomi and Ben arrive early at the ferry docks and purchase ferry tickets at a group rate and meet people as they arrive. I am already on the island, coordinating pickups on the island side. Susan, originally from the prairies, drives the van to the dock to meet the ferry. In Susan's first trip with the van from the dock to AGP, the van is full of suitcases. Karin is also in the van. Stephen and Justine need more time at the store. Ted arrives at 2 p.m. There are keys for everyone, although some key sets don't include an outside door key. Andrew is already in Toronto for a previous project and arrives by train from Montreal earlier in June. The suitcases are in the hallway. Eventually, some people take them to the rooms of those who haven't arrived yet. Stephen, Claudia, MC, and Justine haven't arrived. Jennifer is wearing a wide-brimmed hat and something light-colored. Freya comes with a van's first trip. Ben doubles Lori on his bike I see them arriving through the window at the end of the west wing. The weather is clear and not too cold. There are several smokers in the group. I work on the event's production and organization in my room. On the first day, everyone's keys are on the big work table. A few days later, during a big rainstorm, it rains outside. It rains a lot on Monday night. A group of people is going to the city to attend an award ceremony. It rains that night too. We stay in the city and return to the island the next day, which is also the last day. The first evening, we have squash curry that Claudia had prepared in Montreal and brought with her. It was transported in plastic bags, some of which had leaked a little. Jennifer prepares roasted portobello mushrooms and a vegan. Dinners are orchestrated by Claudia, Jennifer, Martin. One night, Peter collects wood and cooks on the barbecue in the courtyard near the west lawn. On Thursday night, there is a party on the west lawn. A big stage is set up and a skateboard half pipe and portable toilets and fencing. We attend the party, listen to the music, and practice some of our shared scores. The expanding circle from Caroline via Meg Stewart, right in the middle of the party. It takes a while to coordinate everyone, and we lose track of people a couple of times. Eventually, we make our way to the center of the crowd. We begin in close proximity and move apart slowly. Because of the crowd, it is difficult to keep track of each other. Some people jump to stay visible. Everyone ends up raising their arms above their heads. We slowly retreat from each other, expanding our presence. I was moving north towards the main entrance. Jennifer is also on that side of the lawn, and Ted too. Jennifer leaves through the gate. After we regroup, we run around. There is a VIP section on the south lawn, and I talk to the bartender. It is his first day of work. He grew up on a farm. On Saturday, there is a wedding on the west lawn and a reception in the big room across from the fireplace room. There are a lot of flowers, many of which remain in various jars and other containers after the wedding. Lori performs a dance with no connection during Andrew's practice. She performs at the same time as Claudia, Ted, Amy perform alone. Christopher, Justine, Jennifer are in the kitchen. Freya works with one entrance. She leads us around the room. Stephen is performing at the same time, and maybe B does too. We have an open house, tea on Sunday, the same day as the dragon boat races. We warn people to give themselves ample time to get across on the ferry. The tea begins at 2 p.m. We set a picnic table on the west side of the west lawn with a tablecloth and flowers left over from the wedding. There is a rotation of people replenishing snacks. Reading together is set up beyond the picnic table with the blue and green blankets and the books from our library, iced tea, chips, and grapes. We also offer Bee's cloud watching and Jennifer's walking squares practice at the same time so people can choose. Some people give tours inside with information about how we work. Yorn. Hannah, Alex Napier, Kate Hilliard, Amanda Acorn, Erica Nichols, Zoya Smutney, Pamela Z, Shannon Cochran, Tina Fuschel, Molly Johnson, Kirk. We finish around 5 p.m. Peter had been swimming in the mornings. The last morning before he leaves, a bunch of us meet to go swimming. It was part of Peter's offering of practice on Monday. Thea Patterson comes to the island and stays over on Sunday evening. Tuesday morning, we need to be out of our rooms so they can be cleaned. We pick up our stuff and set up on the fireplace room as a space to hang out. People stay until it is time to catch the appropriate ferry to make the connection to other transport. Ben and I stay for another week, and the fireplace room is our studio. It's a good transition between the gathering and what comes after, to be in this transit zone together as people prepare to leave. Lori's partner, Grayson, and son Milo sleep over on Sunday evening, and on Monday they spend time together on the beach. Martin takes a later train. Andrew stays in Toronto. Ted flies back to Ottawa. Freya and Jennifer go to the airport together, even though their flights are at different times. Michael doesn't say goodbye. Caroline and me are traveling back together by train. Jennifer, Claudia, and I go grocery shopping in the middle of the week. Andrew also comes. We borrow Ben's backpack and also someone else's and carry all of the purchases on our back.